Kaleidoscope this morning. Today, we are talking with Dave Corey, commander of Post 206 here in Windham. We appreciate you coming in.
Well, thank you very much. That makes me sound a lot more important than what I actually am. So,
well, I think there's a lot of people that would say you are pretty important.
We can kind of gloss over that part. So,
a big day tomorrow.
Big day tomorrow. You know, I was driving in here today, and of course, we're only about two blocks from the Veterans Memorial. And people drive by it on the highway, I'm sure, if they go through Windham many, many times every week. Tomorrow's a good chance for people to kind of realize why that Veterans Memorial is there. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, we have quite a program planned for tomorrow.
And we also should mention, if you haven't ever stopped and taken a look at that, yep, you need to.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just right off the highway here in Windham. So, but yes, we have our Veterans Day program tomorrow. It's our 39th year for this program, American Legion Post 206 and our auxiliary. We combined together, and I have to start out with a huge thank you to the Windham school system, because they're tremendous supporters of this. Jamie Frank, the superintendent, will be there. Brian Joyce, the high school principal, of course, serves as our master of ceremonies for the event. And, of course, we have over 1,000 students that will be packed in the gym with us, and they'll be playing their instruments or singing. We also have a fifth-grade flag presentation by the fifth graders. So it's really a community event, a school event, and we look forward to it every year, and we're looking forward to a great program this year.
39 years, that's yeah, impressive, too. And there's something about the fact that the entire student body gets exposed to this ceremony. Yeah.
They're not only an important part of the program, but we hope they take quite a bit from the program. And I think we'll see some of that this year with our guest speaker that we have. He's very student oriented, and so I think the message will be quite clear to the students there. And we hope the students take those messages and share those thoughts with their parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and friends, and realize how important the program is. So we're definitely looking forward to it. We will have some special presentations during the program. We've added this year a Quilts of Valor presentation. We will have Carrie Cassens, and then one of the students at Windham, Lizzie Bramstead, will be there to perform some information about the Quilts of Valor program. So we're hoping people will appreciate finding out information about that. Of course, the Legion and our auxiliary, we also sponsor the Boys State and Girls State program each year. And we had this year, Tyler Mars and Karen Lopez were the two students, and they'll both give a little presentation during the program, which is nice. Of course, we'll have all the singing. You know, you have the Mass Elementary Choir. Your directors, Carrie Scheidel, Joni Garrison, and Rachel Axford will lead them. And, of course, the band will be led by Jamie Pullman, and they'll provide music. And then our guest speaker this year is Steve Chernus. And there's a number of people in our area that know Steve. He is a Navy veteran, has some very interesting stories to tell. And, of course, most people around this area will know him better as the longtime superintendent at Westbrook Walnut Grove Schools. He's a Hall of Fame superintendent. And, of course, coach for many, many years. And some of the Windham fans will look at him with kind of that evil eye after he probably handed Windham a few defeats. But Windham handed him a few defeats, too, I think, from time to time. So,
turnabout's fair play.
Yes, but we're looking forward to having Steve there as our program. In fact, somebody that's there tomorrow might remember that in 1986, he was our Memorial Day speaker. So he's been around a little bit, and now we're welcoming him back to the podium to do some speaking. So we're looking forward to a great program. We hope that people will come out. It's at 9:30 tomorrow morning at the Windham Area High School. The weather shouldn't prevent people from getting out there. I think we should be, wear your coat. It'll be chilly. It's winter, or close to winter. But we do hope people will come out and enjoy a great program. And most importantly, show their support for our veterans. That's what this is. That's what this program is really all about.
And obviously, the student body shows up. The veterans show up, but we need the community to show up,
yeah,
too.
And they usually do. We usually have a tremendous turnout. I know last year I looked at the back of the gymnasium as it was filling up, and I realized we need a few more chairs,
yes,
because we were getting a real nice crowd there. So that's an important program for our area. I mean, we, like I say, the the Legion itself and the school really combined to make this a special program. I do want to put in one plug for our Legion post and for our auxiliary, and that is the fact that, like many organizations, we need members. We need new blood. I was kidding someone the other day. They said, what kind of members do you need? I said, we need young members, you know, guys in their 50s and 60s and 70s. And we'd take the 20s and 30 and 40-year-olds too, you know.
Absolutely.
But people always think, well, do you need the real young kids? Well, for many of us, people in their 50s and 60s are really young.
They are the real
young.
So
us old geezers, we realize how important it is to keep that going.
And, but the Legion is for all veterans of any age.
Yes, yes. And not only veterans, but also active service duties can join the Legion if they so wish. And men and women are invited to join the auxiliary as well. If you, you know, I mean, there's people around the state and stuff that think that the Legion is a women's auxiliary. It's not anymore. It's just the auxiliary. If you, you know, if you happen to be a female that's been in the service and stuff and your husband wants to join the auxiliary, you can certainly do that too. So we're involved in a number of different programs throughout the year. So it's important for the community that we have a Legion program and an auxiliary. And of course, for this program, it's very important. So 9:30 tomorrow, Windham Area High School, our 39th year, and we're looking forward to a great program, and we hope everyone will come out and support it.
Very good. If you're interested in joining the Legion, best way to start that process is come to
track
the program
me down
tomorrow and
sure,
talk
and you
to
can
you.
Come to me, come to the program tomorrow. We'll have some brochures there. And it's usually not that hard to find a Legion member in the area that's already a member of our Legion. And so you can ask them what's involved. And of course, as in any organization, we would like 100% of the people that join to be 100% involved, but we know that's never the case. So if you want to be dramatically involved in our activities, that's fine. If you want to be limited in your involvement, that's fine. We would just like to see more people and more veterans join our organization, and perhaps some of them will get involved in things like the Honor Guard, which is the most important duty that we have every year. And we do have an aging honor guard, let me put it that way. There's a lot of us that are past our prime and serving in the honor guard, and we could use some young blood there too. So,
very good. All right, Dave, tomorrow morning starts
9:30.
At 9:30 at the school.
You bet. We'll see you all there.
Thank you for coming in. Dave Corey, the Veterans Day program tomorrow morning at the Windham School starts at 9:30. That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.